lots of times people are praying, but you ask them when they get through praying, do you believe he's healed? They'll say, well, I sure do hope so. Maybe if it's God's will. Well, you might as well go do something else because you're not there. You're not there. It's not going to work. Obey God because you are his children. Obey God? We don't do a very good job there either. Obey God. He has a lot of things that he tells us to do, and we wonder why our prayers are not answered. He says, obey God because you are his children. Now, let me ask you this question. How many of you know beyond a shadow of a doubt you're God's child? You know you belong to Jesus Christ. He's your Lord and your Savior. Okay? So that should be all of us. Obey God because you're his children. Don't slip back into your old ways of doing evil. Have you ever seen anybody that says, well, I backslid? Maybe you have been guilty of backsliding. What's God telling us to do there? Don't backslide. You know, because when you backslide, you're totally disobeying God. And he's not going to answer your prayer. You're living in sin or you're living in evil. And God he don't show up there. And so you can pray all the prayers you want to. And of course, some people never realize. Some people never get this down that if today when people's children go bad, my daughter goes bad, they say, or my son goes bad, or whatever, or maybe all my kids are bad. My daughter's living with a guy out of wedlock, or my son's living with a girl he's not married to, or, you know, he's drinking, he's on drugs, or she's drinking on drugs, but my kids are just totally rebellious. I say, well, how's your walk with God? Are you going to church? Are you really walking in total control with God? Are you loving your husband like you're supposed to? And in every case, the answer is no. So they wonder why their children goes bad. You know, you stop and think, you look at the scriptures, somebody said, well, the children wouldn't go get bad because of the parents. Well, let me tell you, that's not true. You can go to scripture and you can find out where David had a house full of good children. He had a house full of good wives. He didn't just have one wife. He had a half a dozen of them or a whole bunch of them. Every one of them a beautiful woman. He had a whole bunch of beautiful wives, and he had a whole bunch of beautiful, wonderful boys and girls, children. And they were all good. He was having no problem with none of them. And then David, the daddy, he goes out and commits adultery with a woman that he's not married to. And from that day forth, I mean, there's literal hell in his house. His children are raping each other, killing each other. I mean, they're fighting against each other. His wives are being raped on the street corners. The wives never had that problem before, but after David sinned. But of course, God spoke a curse through the prophet Nathan. Because you did this and sinned against me, what you did secretly, I'm going to do openly, and I'm going to speak a curse over your children. Your children are going to rape each other. Your children are going to murder each other. There's going to be death and destruction, and the sword will never leave your house because of your sin. And he said, your wives will be raped on the street corners and on the housetop for everybody to see what you did in secret. I will do openly before the world. And today, people don't have a clue when they come to me and say, my whole family's going rotten. I said, well, are you putting God first? You've been in the Word? Well, no. You do drugs? Yes. I said, you wonder why your kids are gone bad? I'll tell you why they're gone bad. Because you're not walking in obedience to God's Word. And the average person, they don't have a clue. You know, I was at a man's house one time. I was sitting there talking to the man about Jesus. He's watching some wrestling match on television. He got a beer, sitting there drinking a beer, smoking a cigarette, got his feet kicked up, every other word's a cuss word. And his little son comes through and almost stubs his toe on the little water table as they're in front of the couch, and he nearly falls down, and he jumps up and says, oh, damn it. And he says, son, don't you know Thurman's here? He don't talk like that. You don't talk like that in front of Thurman. And he turned, he said, but Daddy, you're saying it. You're talking in front of him. I mean, this man's been saying all kinds of stuff, drinking his beer, looking at that crazy wrestling match, and everything. And he ain't no, but yet he's getting on his son. I told him when the boy walked off, I said, "You are one of the biggest hypocrites I've ever seen in my life." I said, "If you knew I'm a man of God and I come over here to talk to you about Jesus, the least you could have done is put your crazy beer up, turn the stupid television off, and stop cussing, at least while I'm talking to you." I said, "So like father, like son." And what do you think happened to that man's whole family? They all turned out rotten. All of them. Boys and girls. Drugs, alcohol, sex out of wedlock, kids born out of wedlock, all kinds of things. The whole family. Why? Because mom and daddy didn't serve God. They followed along with the curse. It's amazing that we... When you leave the presence of God, what is there? Evil. That's what's there. When you leave the presence of God, there ain't nothing else but evil. And so you step into it. And nobody wants to have their children grow up evil. Nobody wants to be sick. But God told us in His Word over and over and over, if you obey me, if you do what I say in my Word, I guarantee I will take all sickness away from you and you will have no sickness. Now, if God said that over and over and over and somebody comes to me and they're sick, guess what? When I say you got a sin in your life, boy, people don't want to hear that. You're telling me I'm sick because I'm sinning? I'm telling you somebody's sinning. You know, it's either you or your spouse or something, but one of you is sinning. Because the Word of God says, if you put me first and you obey me, God says, I will take all sickness away from you and you'll have none. So if you're sick, there's some kind of sin in your life. You say, well, what is that sin? I don't know. I mean, just like that little girl out there on those pictures. It took us a year and a half to find the sins of that parents. That little girl was born sick and afflicted. How many of you have seen those pictures out there? Aren't those awesome? I mean, you go out there and look at that hallway there, you'll see little Jenna. She was 6.5 years old. I mean, all them awful, awful, awful sores and oozing, running things all over her body. And nobody understands them better than Dave. He had that for 40 years. Same thing. But Dave don't have it now. Praise God, he's healed. God hears the prayer of His children that are walking in obedience to His Word. He will save you and your children if you're walking in obedience to His Word. But you got to be walking in obedience to His Word. When you walk in obedience to His Word, that's when all things belong to you. You know, it's amazing when we come up with a scripture like this and we teach it that all things belong to us, life and death is ours. Everything, the world's ours, everything, the present, the future, everything belongs to us as Christians. We said, well, if that's the case, then I ought to be able to pray and get anything. And so we pray and nothing happens. And then God, you say, Lord, what did I do wrong? He says, you haven't asked me to forgive you for divorcing your wife. You have never forgiven your ex-wife. You're not taking care of her. You're not supporting the children. You know, until they're 18 years old, you're supposed to help provide for those little guys. I have known men, several of them in my life, that whenever they would get married, have one or two or three or four kids, and then leave their wife, and then never provide for her, never give them no nothing, try to stay where they couldn't be contacted, you know, they didn't want the police to come get them, lock them up, all this stuff. And I've talked to those men and said, you have got to take care of those children. You've got to take care of that woman. If you don't, I said, he's either going to make you sick, he's going to put you in jail, or he's going to kill you. That's all there is to it. And some of those men have just laughed it off. I mean, just laughed it off. And then I have seen them drop dead in some of the most unusual places. I remember a young man that I knew him well. And I don't know how many times he had been divorced and married, but several. And I knew that man well. He'd been here in this church several times in this church. And I'd try to talk to him. I'd tell him, you can't do what you're doing. I said, your own son don't trust you. I mean, it's amazing the perverseness in this man's heart. But yet he professed to be a Christian. And then one day, at about age 50, 55, whatever he was just walking across to one of his in-laws' house to have dinner with him and just dropped dead for no reason at all. This 50 years, I'd told him over and over and over, you cannot live where you're living and live a blessed, long, healthy life. It will not work. But he didn't believe me. But he just dropped dead. Wasn't it unique that at 50-something years old, walking across the street to go to maybe your brother's house for dinner, and you're feeling perfectly well, and you don't show up for dinner, and they go outside to check to see what happened to you, and there you are laying in the yard, stone dead. Oh, just a coincidence. It's just his time to die. No, it was sin that killed a guy at that age. He was not willing to obey God. Some people think, well, I can get by with it. You know, God won't never know I did it. You don't have a clue who he is. Not a clue. I mean, God says in his word, you can go to the highest mountain, you can make your home among the stars, and I will find you. He said, I know everything you do. You cannot hide from me. Why do we try to do these stupid things? Why don't we just do what he says? Why don't we walk in obedience to his word so we can be blessed? Do what, sir? Oh, because it's cloudy outside. Oh, okay. We don't think he can see us, do we, Paul? But we know he can see us, don't we, Dave? And which pays the best, walking in obedience and being healed or being sick? They both pay, don't they? Yes. You know because you spent 40 years in the hell side of it, right? And now then about 10 years in the blessed side of it, and the blessed side's already lots better than the bad side, right? And I know that, and I know just like Jenna, when I look at Jenna, I think how good our God is to think that that little girl out there on those pictures for 8 years of her life was tormented, I mean sick and everything, and then whenever her mom repented of the sin, when we finally found it, then we prayed the prayer of faith for her, and the King of the universe, that little girl in the pictures on the left side is so beautiful. She doesn't even look like the same girl, does she? If the child gets old enough to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and then they get to the Galatians 3:13 and 14, and they believe that.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, All Things Are Yours, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Where you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.